listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 337. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you amazing human. I hope you are having a glorious week so far. So this week I was on a call with my 6 and 7 figure mastermind clients, and one of them said, "Ange, you know what we're investing in this year to grow our business, but we would love to hear you share what you are investing in 2024 to grow your business." And so after this conversation, I thought this could be a great topic for the podcast this week. And thus, this is why I'm here. So investment number one that I'll be making in 2024 in order to grow my business, but also my life, is my health. Because why? Without my health, I can't show up for my family. I can't show up for myself. I can't show up for my clients and my business. Last year, I started my health journey. I had to have emergency back surgery on December 22nd. I started to see a naturopath. I continued to see my hypnotherapist and my healer, et cetera. This year, I plan to continue working with my naturopath. We've got some stuff around gut health that I need to work through. I'm also started working with a physio now that I'm 5 weeks post back operation. Also plan on investing back in Pilates once I'm fully signed off by the doctor. And I'd also even like to test a personal trainer once I'm totally healed from the back. I will also continue to work with my hypnotherapist and my healer around strengthening my mindset, working through any self-sabotaging behaviors that come up, because the mind is just as important as the physical body. And so I continue to work on both of those as I enter into 2024. Here's my thoughts. By investing in my health, I hope you can see that I'm adding to the longevity of my life, because good health practices can ultimately lead to a longer and more fulfilling life. I'm also adding to the quality of my life, you know, engaging in activities that I'm going to be engaging in, like my hypnotherapist, my healer, physio, Pilates. You know, this is going to help, pursue my passions, maintain independence, right, et cetera. I'm also ultimately going to be reducing my healthcare costs, because I'll be investing in preventative healthcare measures. So by investing in this, again, it should lower my healthcare costs over time, both short and long term. It's also going to help by, investing in my health. It's going to also help spike my energy and productivity, right? It's also going to help with my mental health. Physical health is closely linked to mental well-being. So regular exercise like the Pilates, the walking, et cetera, mixed with working with my naturopath and what my gut can and cannot help, is going to add to proper sleep, which can also reduce, things like anxiety and depression. And though I've been in remission for about the last 7 years, I also am very mindful about making sure that my mental health is just as important and working at full capacity. So yes, number one investment that I'll be working towards this year will be my health. Investment number two for 2024, trademarks. I'm about to open up my third business, and one of the things that I want to invest is the trademarking this particular business name and all assets before we even announce to the world what we will be releasing, because I believe this is going to be my biggest business to date. And many people will not invest in trademarks, and then all hell breaks loose. So a trademark lawyer, depending on how many classes that you're going to have and what country you're doing it in, isn't necessarily cheap. It can cost $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000. But by investing in a trademark lawyer and paying for all the other bits you know, like all those classes that I was telling you about that need to be done around trademarking is going to help protect my intellectual property. It's going to help with brand recognition. It's going to help with exclusive rights. It's going to help with legal recourse if necessary. It's going to have an asset value, right, to my business. It's going to prevent any confusion around my business and other people. It's going to help with marketing and advertising and so many else. So for me, investment number two, though it's a bit of a bigger investment, will be trademarking my third business. Investing number three, I'm going to be focusing on mastering my skill, aka my zone of genius. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that when you master something, you become more valuable, you become more knowledgeable, and you separate yourself from everyone else. As a business consultant and coach, I can tell you that there are thousands of people becoming business coaches per year, and most of them suck ass. But I also know that these people won't be around for long because they haven't mastered their skill. So over the years, I've continued to master my skill. It's almost close to about $700,000 I put into mastering my skill. And so in this particular year, I've joined a mastermind with a great group of people that I'll be traveling to Thailand with in order to learn and build my network. But also this will allow me to pass on these connections and information to the clients I work with. I have also signed up for a conscious energy clearing course to help learn more about energy in general, but also how can I potentially apply this to my clients and help them move their own energy. I've also signed up for a 70-hour sound healing facilitator course so that I can infuse this awesomeness into my three main retreats that I'll be running this year: my Aussie business retreat happening in May, my silent retreat happening in Aussie in June, and my Bali retreat happening in October. These skills, like I said, are going to separate me from everyone else in my space, and I cannot wait to see it shine. Investment number four, increasing my visibility, aka marketing. This year, I'll be focusing on increasing my visibility by investing in paid sponsorship, specifically around paying to be in other people's emails. So I legally can't get their email addresses, but I can pay someone to write an email and send it out to their email list. So that's one of the things that I'll be increasing my visibility around. In addition, I'm going to be investing a lot of money into an amazing venue to host a two-day conference for women in business at the Gold Coast here in Australia. So again, I'm going to be able to invest in this space to be able to increase my visibility, but at the same time, helping more women in business. I'm also going to continue investing on producing two podcasts per week to help more businesses such as yours, as you listen to this every week, to increase my visibility. I will also continue to invest in my SEO strategy, aka search engine optimization, so that people can find me organically via Google. Again, I say this over and over and over again. Visibility is key for growth. And this is what I'm investing in order to get in front of more amazing humans and to be able to help more women in business in 2024. And the last big investment for me going into 2024 is obviously team and systems. This year, I will focus on ensuring I have the right team around me to excel and help more women in business around the world. Without team and systems, I wouldn't be where I'm at, and I won't get to where I'm going. So I'll be investing on increasing my online business manager hours. I'll be investing in my tech person to set up all tech-related stuff. I just also invested in a ClickUp specialist so that we can launch my sponsorship packages to business owners. And we really needed this particular function of ClickUp in order to set up correctly and roll out the sponsorship packages. I also have two amazing VAs from the Philippines that I'm going to continue to have on the team. I don't believe in having big teams, but I do want a team that is functioning, and I want the right people in the right seats that fit within the organizational structure. And this is something that I work with many of my clients on. Do you have the right people accelerating your business? I will also review our systems to make sure that we have all the right ones, explore our processes, you know, our standard operating procedures, and then explore any new ones in regards to systems or tech that we need. So there are my key five investments for 2024: health, working with a trademark lawyer, mastering my skill set, increasing my visibility, aka marketing, and team, systems, and processes. Now I'm curious, my friend, what will you be investing in 2024? Who do you need in your life that has the skills that you don't to move you forward in 2024? Who is going to keep you accountable in 2024? I get investing can feel scary, but as I always say, you know, it's scarier being in the same spot you are today a year from now. So again, really think clearly about what you need. Don't be reactive. You know, I see a lot of people are reactive and they just start buying and hiring and hiring and hiring, and then it's just like dead money. Be very strategic about who you need in your life to move your business forward in 2024 and what investments are you going to make that happen. And remember, if you're looking at someone to help you with strategy, community, accountability, and so much more, consider me. your business coach, there to support you as I've helped thousands of other women around the world to make more money and get that strategy rocking and rolling. Head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, or send me an email at info@angelahenderson.com.au, and let's chat about how I can support you and make 2024 your best year yet. But for now, you amazing human, have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.